Hi, welcome back to the Shari and Damon podcast. So today is our first day back officially podcasting, and I feel like it should be a fun time. What do you think?
It should be really fun. It is 2023 officially. Welcome back, everybody. Like Shari said, it's your boy, Javen.
And Shari.
We're back at it with the pod again. So a lot of things has happened since 2022. Everybody, welcome to 2023. I'm going to keep saying that.
Yeah, so first we're going to do a quick little recap of 2022. There were a lot of random things I feel like that happened this year, and it was hard for me to kind of like group everything together because I feel like so much has happened.
Yeah, 365 days ago. Well, not literally 365 days ago, but a lot of happened in 2022. There's so much stuff to talk about. I don't know where to start.
Stop saying that. You sound redundant.
I do. Hold on. Let me fix your mic so you can talk. My bad. Talk straight into it.
I've been talking straight into it.
Sounds better.
So we felt like we should begin the new year doing something that we love to do, which is podcasting. It's something, for some reason, when we moved into this place, we didn't like take podcasting with us. I mean, we've always had it with us, but we kind of just like been putting it on the back burner.
Definitely. Podcasting hasn't been on the top of our list. We did like what, three pods last year. We actually did more. We kind of have them like on a lost files type of little thing.
Yeah.
So we kind of have like maybe like 3 to 4 pods that we just have sitting on ice.
Especially because I feel like sometimes we would record things and then it would be the topic that we discussed, too much time would pass, and then we would have to just pretty much get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I'm looking at Dash right now because he thinks he's slick.
He's literally going to the door. Then
he's so
around.
Cute, though.
He's hella cute, but he's like, he's low key mischievous. He's into a lot of stuff. He's just walking around being distractive.
He knows when to act up when we're not paying attention to him and when he can get away with stuff. Like, I remember one time I was on a phone call while I was on a meeting and I wasn't showing him attention, so he straight up lift his leg up and peed on the wall, and I was in the middle of a meeting, and I was so pissed. Bruh. I was like, you know damn well you would not do this if I wasn't on this phone call, but I digress. Yeah. So I wanted to recap, like I said, a little bit of 2022. Can you think off the top of your head, like, some of the best memories?
Some of the best memories of 2022, let me think. I actually visited Yosemite National Park.
Yeah, that was a good memory for you, not for me.
That was a good one for me, yeah.
He was being a dickwad.
She feels like I was that trip.
Javen, you've apologized saying you were, so now you're taking it back?
I'm not taking back my apology, but I do admit that I was a lot to deal with. Maybe I was.
It was his birthday weekend, and he wanted everybody to roll the red, well, me specifically, to roll the red carpet out for every little thing.
Something like that, something along those lines.
I did everything, like, and it wasn't good enough. But anyways, another one, another 2022.
Tell me something cool about you. Did you launch a brand in 2022?
Yeah, but it's something that I, like, I did launch a brand. It's not something I really wanted to talk about yet. So okay, I don't know why you brought that up.
What else?
I told you that
did you do in 2022 then?
So, I mean, in the beginning of 2022, I did launch my lifestyle brand. Shut up. I launched that brand, but that's like one of the biggest things for me, I feel like, in 2022. Not saying I haven't done a lot. I just feel like I've been like coasting, and I use this year to kind of just do things that I felt like I needed, like, for feel good things. And this year I'm ready to go balls to the wall and just fucking push out content, get out of my comfort zone, and just expand in different ways. This year I've been coasting, I'm not going to lie.
I'll tell you something cool that happened in 2022 for me that was like a lifetime achievement. In 2022, I hit one of my all-time sales goals. I sold 30 cars in the span of 30 days when I did have my sales job, when I was in a car selling industry. That's like an all-time high for sales for me personally. I think that's pretty amazing. Dash is like, right.
He's literally like fucking skinny with us right now.
He's like low-key, like,
he's Dennis the Menace.
He wants some attention bad. But yeah, I sold 30 cars. I think that was like a great, great thing. I got my sales license and all this other stuff. But I think that's one of my highlights of 2022. of, you know, like achievements.
I have a lot of bad memories of 2022. I'm not going to lie. That's why it's hard for me to think of a lot of good ones.
I can't think of something good for you. Because I know. You have to think of it for yourself.
I know. I really can't. I don't know. This year I went through a lot, to be honest. I did.
Okay.
I mean, like fun things, like I've been places, like, you know, obviously traveling here and there, but I also still haven't been traveling like that.
We did a lot of local like road trips, like Joshua Tree, went to a lot of beaches, Malibu and all these other places. We didn't really hit up San Diego yet.
No.
That is on our list, but we do have a couple things in play for San Diego this year.
I'm optimistic about this new year, though. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one.
And it will be a good one.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of all the little, like, all the little stupid things that have happened, like, between me and Javen. This, like, 2022 was, like, chaotic in its own little way.
Let's talk about 2022 biggest fights of 2022. Let's recap on that.
No, I don't even want to get in that headspace because I feel like we're growing so far past that now.
We have.
We really honestly have. I feel like since we put God first in our relationship, that I definitely feel like there's been a sense of like peace and not battling each other as much, you know?
2022, y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know something about me.
What?
I gave up smoking weed. I gave up drinking hard liquor, but I haven't fully, so I kind of relapsed a little bit. We had a Christmas party upstairs and I had a couple of drinks and I realized and it was hard liquor. Didn't really cross my mind.
We don't really drink hard liquor though.
Yeah,
but we used to.
Yeah, but I gave up adult entertainment. I gave up self-pleasure. I've been doing pretty good. Y'all hear Dash back there growling. He has like a lot of fake beef that he starts just for us to get up and just go to him. And then he wants to play. Dash, what's going on?
Stop it.
He's like growling at his toy box for us to spill it out for him to grab his toys.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Then he comes up to us and he makes us chase him.
We've had, so for our some of our biggest fights that we've honestly had, that we did have in 2022, they were, I feel like that was peak toxicity for Javen and Shari.
Peak.
Like some of the highest toxic moments ever.
Let me talk about one of the times that she, I came home from work and I let you finish this one.
What, and I was gone?
She was gone, y'all. She put a Gone Girl on me.
I did.
My favorite film became real life for me.
I've always told him that don't ever like overly speak about Gone Girl because that could happen to you.
Bruh.
Literally, that shit happened.
But it didn't really happen that way. Javen knows exactly the ins and outs. I'm not going to, you know, put our relationship out on blast, but we were at a very, so like when we hear about those couples who've been together for like, you know, 13, 20 years, they're like, you know, we've had some really trying moments. That was one of our trying moments where like, yeah. I would say, even though we were like living together, we were like low key, not like officially separated, but we were not fucking with each other.
Yeah.
For like months.
I can give y'all a rundown play by play if y'all want me to.
No, because you're just going to try to paint me in a bad light and it takes two people.
Honestly. I'll make this short. I came home from work, looked around the house. She was gone. Dash was gone. This was my reaction.
Oh, my God.
It was like 3 days that went by. I started my Twitch. I was on there working out.
I was gone for a total of 5 days.
Listen.
With my family. Listen, it's not like I was out partying.
Listen, I was blocked.
Like, I was literally at my aunt's house.
Emails. Text messages. I started a new phone line, called her from that line. Listen, it was a lot of stuff going on. It was crazy. I was at work sick. Went to work the next day. Didn't take no time off. Went to a funeral. My grandma died. Came back. Still dealing with this. She gone. Listen, y'all.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those moments, I'm telling you. But
he's going to paint himself to look innocent. There's a reason why I had to leave and why it was so toxic for me to stay here.
There was a part two when she returned.
Because it's hard to say without literally saying what it is because you're making it seem like it's something so light. You were toxic.
Go ahead.
You're getting on my nerves. You were toxic too in those moments. So stop acting innocent because you're not innocent. Yeah.
Listen, when she got
He loves to play the victim card.
It was a part two. She left again on your boy for a couple days.
Because the same shit was occurring. Enough pressing that. Because the same shit was occurring when I got back. That's why. And I left.
Listen, let me go into detail.
If you press another one of those, I'm going to walk away. I'm dead serious. Because you're like getting on my nerves. And I'm trying to tell my story.
I was trying to paint the perfect picture for y'all. Listen, I'm not going to incriminate myself or her. Just know that she left twice. Okay?
For a very valid reason. And I wasn't being respected.
Her truth is her truth. Mine is mine as well. I did apologize for some things. Okay. She did as well. All right.
We're just so past that now. Like, honestly, we weren't even, like, in our faith back then. Like, we literally were, like, living lawless in a way, and we didn't even have any, like, type of structure, you know, when it came to, like, arguments. I feel like now that we have faith, now we were like, that's not Christ-like. And it makes us, like, kind of think things through before acting a certain way, because it's like, wait, do I actively want to have a toxic relationship, or do I actively want to try and realize there's certain battles where I could just, like, bite my tongue in this moment, and it's really not that serious, because this is going to go from 0 to, like, 500.
Yeah. We both have grown, okay, y'all?
Yeah, for sure.
We still got that young, fiery love. But at this point, we entered 22 feeling like this.
No, we entered 2023 with a nap that went way over course.
2023.
We freaking slept yesterday, you guys.
We was up at midnight, though. So we kissed. And I swung around in the kitchen. We had, like, I made her some chicken noodle soup because I wasn't feeling like cooking a big-ass meal, but I cooked today.
Yeah.
And, you know, your boy Dash went for a little run in the rain. You know, I've seen it's been flooding a whole lot in California, like, especially where we're from in Northern California, San Francisco and the Bay Area. It's been
about time, though. It's so dry everywhere. I feel like we need the rain. Why didn't we party on New Year's Eve?
It was raining freak out here. And I'm not.
It was. But honestly, I loved being at home.
We watched a very good movie.
Yes.
Too.
What was we really did. Called? I don't know what it was called. But Prime, shout out to you guys. I feel like you guys have the best little, like, movies, you know,
that
you have to go and find them. But they have really good movies. Everywhere else is like a clusterfuck of bad movies. It's like the Walmart bins that you pick movies out of, you know,
the 59 cent movies. Yeah.
So we are definitely at this point in our life, because we're in grind season. We are homebodies. And we ended up staying home, thought about going out months ago. We said we were going to go to a comedy show, but I just so happened to get sick.
Oh,
again with COVID. It wasn't official. I didn't get tested, but the symptoms and everything was literally the same. I'm currently on, like, my second week of still, I can't smell. I can taste, but not 100%.
Listen, let's slow this down. Let's bring them back to when we first got sick the first time and how she got me sick. And I'm gonna let y'all know what. Listen, I'm not saying I never believed in COVID, but
I didn't.
It took me to get COVID.
I thought
to
it was
really
fake.
Feel it. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listen, Shari got sick. She went out with some family. She came back.
That was another worst memory. That memory was freaking crazy.
Yeah, there's more to that too.
Yeah.
I got involved at some point. Long story short, share your location with people.
Yeah.
Your loved ones, when they go out, just share your location, okay?
For real.
Make sure y'all got each other's location, just in case something happens and go wrong, you can find someone.
Just put it this way, I could have literally died.
I had to get out of bed, woke up, something like woke me up on my seat, like, get up, Javen, get up. I woke up, called Shari, and long story short, she was intoxicated, possibly drugged. Found her in Hollywood in a park using her mirror as a phone.
Horrible, you guys.
There's more details I won't go into, but
yeah, it still gives me PTSD just thinking about it, so I really don't even care.
Fast forward,
yeah.
She comes home like a day or two later, she got COVID.
Yep.
Then here I am in the same house, like, yada, 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 yada. Boom, it hits me.
I got COVID.
Now, listen, I don't know about y'all, but the kind of COVID I have, this shit was, like, genetically modified.
It was intense, though.
It was, like, almost like, it was, like, attack, like, the devil was trying to, like,
for real. Listen,
I was sitting here doing a Twitch live stream, working out. I'm like, man, I don't really feel good. Like, I'm starting to get, like, a little winded. I'm starting to, like, get a little after cough. And I was, like, starting to get a little, like, a little weird little inhale, exhales. I'm like, something's
wrong. It felt like death.
I had to turn off my stream. I'm like, man, what the heck? Charlie's sick at this point. You know, she in bed. I'm, like, trying to keep my distance. But I'm not really knowing because I was still sleeping with her. I go lay on the couch. And literally, it was like I got attacked by a demonic spirit. I think COVID is like some type of evil shit.
Bro.
I don't mean to get spiritual.
And then it's like, but then it's like the chills that you get from it are not fucking normal.
Listen, my body balled up like some foil or a bag of chips.
And you're hot and cold.
My hands and my fingers and my toes, when they first hit me, I'll tell you, I turned off my live stream like I don't feel good. I would jump rope and doing the most. I was burning a bunch of energy. I was in the kitchen. You know, this is before they started complaining downstairs about me jump roping in the crib. That's another story. But I go lay on the couch like, man, I don't feel good. I got off the stream a little short, a little early. I'm on the couch and just boom, out of nowhere, something just hit me. I'm like, ugh. I'm like this. It's like a full body cramp.
Yeah.
Everything was locked up. My fingers, my hands. I couldn't even unfold them. I'm like, am I having a heart attack or something?
No,
am I having
for
like
real.
A stroke? It was the most painful, weirdest, random out of nowhere
attack. It's like a nasty feeling though.
Listen, I was balled up. I couldn't even like undo my hands. It was like 30, 40 seconds. And I could even say help to Shari. It was just me on the couch going through this by myself, like straight pain. Like, it was like, I don't know what the heck. Long story short, when I finally, my body like loosened up, I was sick after that.
Yeah.
And it was like another 3 weeks. I'm talking about, I was short of breath. I was in pain. For some reason, it seemed like the shit was like on a, like a time clock.
For real.
It was like I was
in
cool
the day,
during the day.
Yeah.
But morning and night, oh, you can't, You want to go to sleep? Mm-mm. I was
it's an
sleeping.
And then it just comes on so intensely, and you get the worst headache to the point where you're like, I've never had a headache like that in my life.
That shit was like a time release. I'm like, I need to go to the hospital.
And then you literally can't move. And I remember I went to the hospital, and like the doctors had me waiting for hella long, and they're like, oh, can you sit up? I'm like, dude, I can't sit up. Like, I can't stand for longer than a few, like 2 minutes tops. Even making my way to the doctor was pushing it. Remember I called you and I was like, I think I'm going to faint.
She's going to faint.
Like, I really feel like I was going to pass out.
I'm at work faking it like I ain't sick. I'm just like literally at work like I'm good.
I can't handle that.
Listen, I was in excruciating pain. I didn't sleep. I lost like 10 plus pounds.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat. I was just having these crazy gnarly headaches and I was just drinking water.
And it seemed like no matter how much water you drink, you're still dehydrated.
Can't breathe out my nose or my mouth.
Your throat literally feels like it's...
Mouth dry as hell because I'm just... Because I can't breathe out my nose. Then the medication came like a week and a half
later. But can you really avoid getting sick from it if you're going to get sick? Apparently, even if you wear a mask, it doesn't work. So it's like...
Dr. Fauci, it's going to be some trouble 2023.
Yeah, like honestly, I don't want to get sick anymore. The last time I got sick was in October, and I just recently got sick. I'm currently feeling better, not 100. I'm probably like 75, 80%.
She was recently sick like a week ago. I hit that shit with the Heisman. Like,
no, I bought vitamin C, and I've been telling him to stay on top of it, too.
I was out there doing drills. Get off.
Yeah. So piggybacking off of that, so we definitely did not want to be in a club environment on New Year's Eve. I'm so over that. Like, I feel like even if I had opportunities to get free tables, I wouldn't even take it.
Listen,
like,
COVID is still around.
Yeah, I'm good.
Been around like them Geico cavemen.
There's nothing like being in your own space, though. It's like, okay, I can turn up at my own crib. I can play all the music I want. I can drink as much as I want. Mm-hmm. I can black out if I want to at home.
Now I see why people have like intimate, just chill little parties at home. Or just do a little couple of shit where they just be them and their partner because... It's dangerous outside. I don't think it ain't how it used to be.
No.
Maybe it's been like this. My eyes are just not open.
I think that's what it is. I think the older you get, the more you really look at the world around you, less with like a rose-colored what do they call it? Rose glasses, whatever the saying is. But I think that you just get, you're more exposed to the wickedness of the world.
People dangerous.
For real. And on top of everything, I'm like, do I really want to be in a room filled with just complete strangers at this point with all this weird stuff happening?
What you looking at?
Last time we went somewhere, this was like a concert thing. There was a girl who was doing that, like walking around picking fights with girls. And like,
with her man.
I'm not the type of girl. I'm not going to fight another girl. I'm just going to walk away. Like, for what? This is so stupid. Like, we're too old for.
Baby girl, not a fighter. She going to school you with her words.
Yeah. But I would rather just walk away. That just looks so gross. I'm not about to be like,
we're going
to
change that. We're going to get you in the gym.
Yeah, but I'm not about to, even if I knew how to, like, literally, even if I was a boxer.
She's going
to
be like,
I'm not going to fight somebody in public. That's just so weird. Like, for what? I don't care.
But you got to know how to finish one.
Yeah.
You know, self-defense. You know, I'm not saying you're going around chopping people in the throat and, you know, roundhousing people and shit. But if someone starts something with you, you know, take the higher road, walk away. You could go to jail.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
But those words be vicious.
Yeah, I can be very harsh with my words.
You
can
make somebody want to fight you. I tell you that, though.
So can you, I'm sure. Anybody can say fucked up things. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not big and buff. Like, what do you want from me? Then go date somebody else who fights.
There's some karate instructors who look like Paul Blart who got hands.
Okay, I'm moving on from this conversation because it sounds degenerate. So I found some strange New Year's Eve traditions around the world.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year's.
Everybody who made it to 2023. We lost a lot of people in 2022.
Yes. So these are just like random.
RP Takeoff.
Yeah. These are just random New Year's Eve traditions that I stumbled across online. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but there's like a little freaking. Nah, I wasn't going to talk about it, but I just felt like it was kind of interesting. So in Denmark, at the end of the year in Denmark, unwashed dishes and plates are saved up and thrown against the doors of friends and family. As an added bonus, the cleanup makes a fun New Year's game for the kids.
Cleaning up. Oh, that's fucked up.
I mean, I guess I can't judge other people's traditions, but I wouldn't be participating in the shit.
It's just like. So for the dishes, is it just that day?
Yeah, like New Year's Eve.
And so once it hits 11:59.
And they have to be dirty. They can't be clean dishes.
So 11:59, like, right? So you just eat your food, you save your plate, and then like as soon as the time hit, you just start smacking it at the door. Like,
I don't feel like that could happen in LA. Somebody would end up in like a shootout or something.
That's my fine china. That's a $500 plate.
This is the one that I loved. So it's called
time out though, but why do kids gotta clean them up though?
People really That's be bullying. People literally be like forcing kids to be like maids and stuff. I don't know. I'm gonna treat my kids like literal like princes and princesses.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be treated like that. Like they're not gonna have to clean up after our grown asses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good. Talking to the mic too.
The next one.
Make it a little higher.
No.
So you don't talk above it. You have to talk into it if I can hear it. Like that. Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, so the next one, I like this one. It's called Punch Up in Peru.
Okay.
So every year in a small village in Peru, villagers settle their differences with an end of the year fist fight. Kind of piggybacks off of what we were saying. Then they get drunk together to numb the pain and toast to the beginning of the year.
That sounds like something.
That's kind of fun.
Barbaric.
But I don't want to be included. Like, I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see.
What if a person who's clearly, like, way bigger than you is
Oh, they've been waiting for this
shit.
Day. Like, I'm going to see you on New Year's.
Yeah, because technically it's, like, legal during that time.
Settle their differences. That's pretty intense. Like, there's a lot more details than that. So people have been making tallies and taking notes. Okay, you know what? I'm going to see your ass January 1st, bro.
Almost like a little purge-ish.
That is.
The next one is dropping ice cream in Switzerland. So the Swiss bring in the new year by dropping ice cream on the floor, the symbolic preparation for the crushing disappointment of a new year, or a demonstration that sweet things sometimes fall out your feet. Either way, this is a typical tradition for a country with more sweet treats than they can eat.
So
that one's kind of dumb. I'm not going to lie.
So you go buy ice cream just to throw it on the floor in the crib, or you go outside and do it?
It's like a symbolic thing in preparation.
That's interesting. I'll go around with like my little bowl.
No, I want to eat that. Yeah.
Like, hold up, bro.
This one is kind of disgusting. So there's a mass kiss-a-thon in Italy. So up to 70,000 people gather in St. Mark's Square, Venice, for a mass smooch fest.
Ooh. That
sounds
like a
birthday. For real.
Yeah.
So locking lips and seeing in the new year by sharing a passionate kiss. I don't know. Like, kissing passionate is cool, kiss. But like,
what do you mean a relationship?
Then I would go there with you. What do you mean?
But it's like random people just kissing to like, yeah, hey, happy new year.
Up to 70,000 people.
They say one in every four people have herpes, right?
Yeah. I don't.
Ooh, y'all do the math.
I wouldn't personally. If I was a single person, I would not be there. Kissing anyone, but with you, I would go. I mean, just if that was the thing.
Which lips, though?
Shut the fuck up. Listen, you can't pull down your pants, Jamin.
She said to kiss her lips. You didn't say which set.
The ones on your face.
Okay.
So the next one is, this one's kind of creepy. My bad if you're getting all that spit in my throat. A night in the cemetery in Chile. So in the city of Talca, Chile, families spend the night in the company of the dearly departed. Locals light a candle for lost loved ones and spend the night reminiscing, a tradition that they say brings peace to their souls. I'm not staying the night there, but I would, cool. So on New Year's Eve, you would go to a cemetery.
Hang out, smoke by the gravestones.
Light your candles.
And smoke if you do smoke. Eat your gummies or take your CBD or CBX.
Would you camp out?
Yeah, I'm not sleeping, though. I'm not sleeping in the cemetery. I'm not closing my eyes.
Do you know that, like, you're kind of doing a ritual when you start lighting candles and stuff? You know that, right?
Listen, if it's against God and...
But if it's like honoring your loved ones, then I think that's different. Like,
it's
if
not
you're,
like I'm doing a reanimation
jutsu,
Orochimaru from Naruto.
If you have a Ouija board out and you're trying to be weird, that's different. Nah, but it's like, nah, I don't play with that.
As soon as somebody bring out a Ouija board or something like that,
I'm dipping. Yeah, I wouldn't do it in general.
I don't play like that.
I just wouldn't even do that whole situation in general. But the next one is, this is a tradition in Greece. So... In Greece, people associate onions with rebirth and development, so they hang them on their doors to make sure they continue to grow in the new year. So that must smell bad. Onions.
You know what? That's kind of like whatever. It's like mistletoe type shit. It's just like...
I'm not doing it.
I mean, that's what they do, what they do, what they do with that.
Yeah, so yeah, that was just a random tidbit that I found around the world of people doing their own little New Year's Eve traditions. Do we have any?
Me and Shari tend to just freestyle.
Yeah.
We used to do recreational things.
Yeah.
In the house. I won't go into too much details.
I mean, I feel like last New Year's Eve, we were beefing hella hard. I remember we didn't even have a New Year's kiss. So this was a step in the right direction.
I don't remember.
We're entering into a new decade. We're entering into our 30s. So I feel like we are just maturing overall as individuals and bringing that into our relationship.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be 30 this year, y'all.
Yeah, and we're going to get married, you guys.
And look, Shari had baby fever like a couple days ago, too.
I still want a family. I just want to wait and take my time and make sure that it's the right time. But 35. I think I, Javen, I'm not going to start having kids at 35. Stop saying that.
33 and a half.
No, it's whenever I can literally have it at any moment.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Trust
me. I got to plant my seeds and you know what to do.
Yeah,
that.
And it's very easy. All I have to do is... Strong. No, it's not.
Listen.
It is not. So you're really going to front.
Every once in a while,
you're
I'll be like this.
You're literally going to front on here. God.
And then I end
you're
up,
you're literally
you know,
going to front right now because a couple days ago when you were saying...
What?
I'm not going to... It's TMI. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to bust you out.
Listen.
But you were saying... You were not trying to pull out. We'll just say that.
I just tell you, every once in a while, you get that,
oh, my God.
And I'm like, if I wanted to, I'll literally just tell you to do that.
Now I know, moving forward. Listen, 33 and a half is the perfect age.
33, 32.
I got a lot more traveling to do. Let's take a small little commercial break. We're going to pay some bills.
Okay, so picking up on Javen saying that I have baby fever, you want to know how much of a fronter he is? He caps so hard. He texted me the other day saying, oh, do you want to have my children in the next 2 to 3 years? And then now all of a sudden, now that I'm on board, now he wants to get cold feet and not be on board.
I don't recall that, but...
I can pull up the text message right now. Do you want me to?
I want twins when I do have kids and I'll be done.
You don't want to have, like, a bunch of kids when you're old, like, being around you.
I'm going to be 50 and fit.
You know?
Doing pull-ups. I'm going to be challenging
my kids. I think I want like 4 kids. Listen. I want a big family. Like, I want to create my own traditions and like have my own seeds.
She want to be stressed. Like, oh my God, my kids.
No, know. I don't.
She going to force herself to be a stay-at-home mom. I got to raise my kids. I can't go out.
That's literally one of my dreams in life as a woman. Why is that so bad?
I didn't say it was bad.
Like, I would love to have like a lot of kids. I really think I would. It's just fun.
Listen, I'm going to reach my financial goals and I'm going to reach a point where I am going to be able to have a lot of kids, but I'm going to choose to maybe have 2 to 3 maximum. 4 is like crossing over, you might as well have 5, you know?
No, you might as well not. 4 is solid.
2 to 3 is the perfect ideal.
4.
1 is lonely. 2 is perfect. And but then they can battle and not really get along. 3 is like 2 can take it, you know.
If you have 4, cool,
1 could be left out. Not like left out.
But, if you have 4, then they both have a buddy.
That's not guaranteed.
All right. Well, we're going to make it and stop putting like spells out there.
I'm not putting nothing out there.
We're going to have a happy family and we're going to have 4 healthy, beautiful children who are going to be successful and they're going to love us. And in the future, when you're old, you're going to be like, you know what? I wish I would have had even more kids.
These are my confessions. Listen, 2 to 3, 33 and a half earliest, 35 latest. Listen, we got to reach our goals first.
How in the freaking world do you expect to have 4 kids in a 2-year span?
You have them back to back, like this Drake song.
That's what I would want to do. I would want to have them back to back. I don't really want them to be like a year apart.
Exactly.
I mean, probably two years apart each.
She's going to have one, right? She's going to be working out before she had the first one, right? We're going to game plan before she had the first one. She's going to have her body in the best tip-top shape that she ever been in her life. She's going to get pregnant and she's going to still work out. She's going to give birth. And then once she give birth, she's going to get pregnant again like a week or 2 later.
No, I have to wait a month to have sex.
A month later, she's going to get pregnant again.
Okay, 6 months at least. Give me a few minutes to be hot.
Listen.
Without a kid.
Listen, it's going to be late in the game. You're going to be 35 at the time.
Because 36. Of you.
Listen. We're going to have them back.
I want to start having kids at 32.
That's why we have twins, so you can get that jump start at 2.
I want to start at 32.
We're going to have a CRISPR baby or something. What's that other thing? Moderna? Something like that where you can go and customize and pick
okay,
your kids.
Okay, then yeah, I'm down with that.
Listen, God and Jesus, please, I hope this is not a sin. I would love for this to be still ethical and to be a part of your guidelines to life. But we need those twins.
Okay? Yeah, I'm twin boys.
Twins running their family.
Yeah.
Hold up, my speaker. There we go. Twins running the family.
3 times. There's been 3 sets of twins in my family.
I don't think
all boys. They've all been boys.
Listen, 2 twin boys is gonna be a dream.
That would be so freaking cute. I would love to have twin boys. Like that would be a dream of mine. Having them, like me being the one that's pregnant with them. I'm not gonna say it's a nightmare. I'm gonna say it's gonna be fun. Cause I don't wanna put negative energy out there.
It's gonna be
the biggest blessing will be having your child, you
Can
know?
Can you imagine with your kids going on a cruise and showing them the things that you've never done with that age?
I think Jamin's going to be the one. I think since he's acting like, oh, he's all of a sudden now he's not into the idea. I think when we have our first kid, he's going to love it being a dad so much that he's going to be like, okay, yeah, let's have more, you know?
Listen.
Because being a dad and mom is fun. It seems fun.
We're going to have twins, right? And then we're going to get her pregnant right after that, right?
Why are you saying we? It's you.
Me and my conscience. Me and my friend. Not my friend. Javen and then Javen Jr. But the names is going to be the hardest part.
No, I already have a list of names.
Twin boys.
Zane. I love the name Zane. Oh, and I love...
This
I love.
It's not... I love... 106 at Park in the Basement.
Huh?
Like the rapper Lil Zane and stuff.
I don't even know who that is. What are you talking about? Like, anyway. You're putting stuff on me that's, like, you're being negative.
Zane
I don't like
Butler,
it.
I don't know if I feel Zane Butler, but Atticus
How
is
about
dope.
Jet?
Jet Butler?
I like one-syllable names, personally. I think they're
Jet
cool.
Jet would be kind of dope.
I think Jet is dope. I like the name Atticus, for sure. I like the name Cassius.
Achilles?
No. I have a Troy. Bunch of names saved, but I like simple, short names. Like, for my daughter... already have her names. I'm not going to say them out loud because I don't need anybody copying them because they're so pretty and cute.
Listen, I got some secret names, too, that I'm going to have for my sons if we have twins.
No juniors, though. I want them to have their own identity.
Own identity, yeah.
I feel like that's so old school.
My dad got a junior. My dad got 13 kids.
My dad has a junior, too. It's my brother. I want a junior. I'm going to make a junior. I used to know one of my mom's friends had a junior.
As a girl?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of dope. But I'm like, I still like, if your kid gets in trouble, it's still tied to you. You're like 60 years old and your kid's
They're going to be taking out loans and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, doing like all crazy
cars.
Shit. Like, I don't know.
Just so happen your junior.
But I do want to plan. I'm the type of person where like, I want to plan out my kids so I can pick their, like sign. Like I want, if we have sons, I want their birthdays to be on the same day as Definitely. Yours. So I want to try to conceive at the right time. But if I have daughters, I already know what I want her to be. I want her to either be a Leo or a Scorpio.
Listen, Dash is going to have kids, too. He's going to be a father.
Yeah, we're going to have a big family. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Dash going to love the kids. And Dash is he's a little funny right now because like we get another little dog in here. We're going to have to separate them.
Oh, tell them what he did.
So we took Dash for a walk, I'm going to say about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's another gentleman, older man. He had his dog. His dog was like 7. Dash is 2, almost 3. He'll be 3 this year.
Another small dog like
small
him.
Small dog, but he was bigger than Dash. And we're like, hey, let you know, dude, Dash is aggressive. I don't think you should let your dog approach. Dash wasn't barking, but I know Dash, and I've seen his behavior before. But I thought, you know what, maybe this is different. You know, because Dash really hasn't successfully.
He was so calm. In Dash's defense, we thought he was really in a calm space. He was just sitting there chilling.
He was chilling. The dog was getting closer. He's like, okay, yeah. I looked at him. He was kind of like vibrating. Like he does a little shaking.
Yes, where he has this Chester smile where he's smiling so hard that he's shaking. But it's because he knows he's about to do something bad.
He was like, okay, you're almost in range. Couple more steps. Then he just launched out and took a clean bite at the dog, like locked onto the dog's mouth,
slash
nose area, and bit him real clean and let go and didn't bark, and didn't growl. We're just like,
me and Jamie were like,
like, I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You know, the dog's okay. He's like, yeah, the dog's name was blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, he's cool. You know, he wouldn't be approaching if it wasn't fine. I'm like, okay. And then Dash sat there.
I'm like, I don't know about that, bro.
Dash was just staring at him, like, just nonverbal. He was just looking like, just like smiling, panting.
Our first like moment as like a dog parent where you're kind of shocked at your kid because you're always making excuses and you're like, no, he's not really. He's really sweet though. And then you see him and you're like, wait, is he really? Does he really have behavioral problems? Like, I need to call the dog whisperer? Like,
he's off the hook. He hasn't been neutered, spayed, or whatever you call it.
Because we want him to have kids.
Long story short, after he bit the dog, he walked off acting hella cool and dope and just like acting all tough and, you know, arms all bulked out, legs bulked out. And
he's been like, different ever since.
He got like
later on that night, he attacked me. Remember when I was smoking? Yeah. He literally launched at me and attacked me. So
he's a tough guy. He's like, I love him.
Love Dash, though. He's so cute, I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Nobody can watch him but us because he's one of those kind of dogs that you don't understand him unless you understand him.
We've literally, since we've had him since 2020, we haven't got COVID a break. Baby. He's with us 24/7, but I actually enjoy my time with him and I want to spend as much time as possible with him as long as I can.
Dash has a social security number. He goes to school. He has a business. He has an LLC. You know, he has a government issue ID. He pays bills. Yeah. He doesn't think he's a dog. You know, he's almost like Brian from Family Guy, but not weird and creepy.
No, he acts like Stewie, though.
He acts like Stewie, though, yeah. You should see when he'd be tripping, when he'd be mad. He'd be, like, spazzing out. Yeah. Making these little crazy little koala bear sounds.
No, seriously, it's bad. Like, anytime I try to, like, pick him up or, you know, slightly discipline him in public, you know, since he knows there's observers, he even acts out even worse. He's he makes these crazy bratty sounds that
like
it sounds like. Yes.
Cheetah, like a wild jaguar.
And people look at you and you're literally just simply picking him up and saying, hey, it's okay. Like, you literally have to like pet him and calm him down. I think
like
he has anger problems.
Sometimes. Yeah, he does. Yeah. I tell you what, if you go right now and go get a napkin or a garbage bag, if you just take a napkin out the roll, he's tripping.
Yeah, he'll growl.
Growling, barking at the napkin because he knows you're going to go wipe up some pee that he marked. He has a marking issue. If you clean up his pee, he growls at you and he tries to attack you.
Yeah.
If you get a garbage bag out the garbage can, you like open it up, he's attacking you.
Yep. So it's gonna be interesting. Before we even have human kids, I want to get another dog for sure. Yeah, like I want to
move into a house.
Yeah, and I want to get everything set up. Yeah, I want to get everything set up so that that phase of my life is like an easy transition for me.
I want to party in my 30s too, though. I haven't really do too much partying in my 20s. So when I get to my dirty 30s, I'm gonna let loose.
You can still have fun with one kid.
You gotta have babysitters and stuff. Your mom. I don't trust nobody. That's way in the bay.
We could fly her out for a week if we ever need her to and be like, hey, we'll pay you.
Stay in the house and watch the kids. Yeah. No, that does work.
I trust her. That's like the only person I feel like I could trust leaving my baby with, because I've seen her with babies and like it's gonna be her grandkid. Grandmas are always sweet. Yeah,
maybe like Nene Alonzo don't come out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could work.
We do got a little support.
Yeah.
We can, like, you know, drop the kids off and go on a little cruise.
And they could just, like, be in our crib. We can get groceries and they
But who Dash going to stay with? He going to stay here? Dash is
the issue. It's really not the human kid that's the issue. It's Dash that's the problem. He's going to have to come with us.
He's delicate. He's very, what's the word? He's curious. He's ambitious. He's tough. He's violent.
He's unhinged,
bro. And he's playful. And he's just a sweet little sour patch thing. But
yes,
he's fragile and he's small. He doesn't know fear. If he's like, if I can't whoop you, my parents got him. Yeah. So he launches at dogs, 100 cane corsos, Great Danes. This is a Great Dane up there bigger than Shari. And me.
Oh, my gosh. The most annoying thing ever. There's this guy around and there's a Great Dane that he never has on a leash. And it's just so inappropriate because I'm like, I feel like anybody who has a dog, even if you trust your dog, it doesn't matter. It's about your neighbors. Not everybody likes dogs. There's even people who
don't. Listen, the dog is at least 189 pounds.
Bro, the dog is taller than me on all fours.
If I pick up Dash and hold him up in the air, the dog does like this.
Yeah, he could still get him.
He's literally still like, yeah. If I go like this, standing up, I'm 6'2". If I go like this and standing up, the dog goes like this, he can still bite Dash. Like, he's on all fours.
And so when it comes to this dog, like, I was holding Dash, and I just checked them out or whatever.
Dash be tripping.
And the dude was like, oh, yeah, she's friendly. And I said, he's not.
Yeah, Dash be tripping.
Like, and then you say she's friendly, but she's casually, slowly approaching us. And, like, this, she's doing that slow approach that I know Dash does.
Were you finna launch?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're gonna like jump on me or something. And
he doesn't bite, but how does he chew?
I personally,
food?
I don't like big dogs that I don't know personally, because I've had bad experiences with big dogs where I've literally been like attacked as a
kid. Dad been attacked by.
Well,
a big
I was
dog.
Attacked too by those pit bulls.
Yeah,
but I was able to get away. But the thing is that when it's not your dog, you're an idiot if you trust just any big dog that you see.
I just had a flashback. I used to be downtown Pittsburgh, California, in the Bay Area. Me and my brother and sister had a bunch of dogs. My dad used to buy like pits and stuff. And we used to be like 8, 9 being dragged down the streets by these big ass pits. And we used to be like just walking our dogs and like feeling like we're dope and shit. I miss my little pits we had. I remember Max.
I would love to get pits one day, but I want to make sure that we have an army of small dogs first that they have to like break through. With. Yeah. Because I know once Dash has kids, I will not sell Dash's kids. I want all of his puppies, like, for family. Yeah. I don't want to sell them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, what else are we talking? What else do you want to talk about
before we move on? About our 2023 goals?
That's what we're going to talk about next. Right. So, 2023 goals. I'm going to go first. One of my main goals is to get fully back into the media. So I want to go full throttle with what I want to do, aka like podcasting is on the list of to-dos, getting back into YouTube, all of that good stuff. And I want to show the work instead of talking about it before it's complete. Like even me saying that, I'm like, I'm saying it because I'm on podcasting right now, but I'm done telling people what I'm doing because I feel like sometimes people put this like weird negative energy and try to like throw it at you. You never know who is behind the screen looking at your shit that you're announcing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so
wait, I'm not done. So I spent a lot of 2022 playing it safe, and I'm ready to expand and do more completely while simultaneously stepping out of my comfort zone. And I'm also entering into a new decade, into our 30s. So I feel like I have to come with a different energy. The 20s were ratchet as fuck. I'm over the 20s. Like, I want to be a different person. Like, I feel like I've learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes in my 20s. And now I just want to, like, rebrand myself completely. How about you?
Yes. Yes. 2022 is a year of holding yourself accountable for your own
2023.
Success. 2023 is a year of holding yourself accountable for your own success and failures. You know, my dream body is yet to come. So right now it's currently under construction. This is a year to really take myself serious. I want to compete in a what's the word for it? I want to compete in like a competition.
Oh my god, you should.
A natural competition. Yeah. So that's one of my goals.
That would be dope.
I have a couple business goals I will not share with you guys. I learned that in the past when you share things with people while you're starting to do it, people will go just jump and do it too.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's kind of awkward and weird when people are listening to you and watching you and copying all your
You never know who's watching.
Yeah, and you're giving other people ideas. Not that it's a bad thing to give people ideas,
but no.
People will go and do what you do and try to reinvent stuff that you do or your ideas and implement them.
It can throw you. The thing is it can throw you off course, and you could be on the right track, but the fact that somebody else is doing it, we're all human.
Like, you say something, and 2-3 weeks later, someone's doing the same thing.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I'm doing this.
I mean, we've gotten stuff stolen from us and copied from us. It's like, we've learned our lesson with that. So, completely. You said you also wanted to work harder than you did in college.
Yes, that's one of my main goals. Like, I worked so hard in college when I was playing football, running track. I played 2 sports, and it was academic. I was a student athlete, to put things into perspective. And I worked so hard, bust my ass. I had like 14-hour-plus days of like doing work, working out, doing this and doing that. And I come home from work and I kind of like hang it up, or I make excuses for myself. So I want to leave excuses in 2022. I want to transition to 2023 by taking action and just executing and showing my work. Yep. That's one of my biggest things. So like on my TikTok, I've been kind of like doing little workouts, and instead of doing like a little highlight reel where I show like 10, 15 seconds of me doing, you know, 4 to 5 different exercises, I'm showing my work by showing every rep, every set. It's kind of annoying sometimes, but I would show myself doing, you know, maybe 4 to 5 exercises every rep, every set.
You also have to learn that, like, you are your own niche. Like, I know everybody's like, oh, find a niche. You are your own niche. It's about creating your own lane. That's what being a creative is about. And the thing is that too many people are scared to be cringe or annoying or promote. Who else is going to promote you harder but you? Who gives a shit? Honestly, nobody's making it out alive. So you might as well go balls to the wall and just make shit happen.
So the goal is to be the best version of yourself. Yep.
And also traveling, you said.
I've been cooking lately. I've been making little cooking videos. I've been like taking my time and putting the effort and like preparing and doing all this different stuff. I'm having fun with it. So my year 2023 is to magnify this stuff and pump out a lot of content that I like, and ladder joy. I have a bunch of other photography stuff that I do that I've been sitting on ice. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's not for social media. I'm sorry. Maybe it's not for Instagram, but fuck it. I'm going to post my nature shots and all this other stuff that I do. I'm going to share my creativity with the world, and I'm going to be proud of it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you fuck with it. Plain and simple.
And we also are planning to just stop wasting time in general. Like, today we could have easily fell in that trap of like, okay, we're cozy, we were watching this movie, let's just chill, you know? But it's like, no, now it's a reward when we get to watch a movie because we've gotten something checked off our list.
Yeah, it's a reward.
Yeah, exactly.
And to touch on something that Shari's been telling me, late 2022 is to produce more content than you consume.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I burped. But I consume a lot of content, especially YouTube.
Do you ever feel like you get stuck in a rut, though, where you're like, there's nothing entertaining worth watching? I feel like in those moments, that's God's way of trying to nudge you and say, all right, this is your creative.
It's almost like watching TV, but like, yeah, like,
exactly. It's like, all right, this means it's time for you to create. There's nothing for you to watch right now. Everything is old.
And now you catch yourself waiting for someone to drop
exactly
some content. Oh, what you going to talk about next? It's like, okay, this is what I do. Why am I not doing this?
And creating content is definitely not for everybody. Yeah. This is just from like a creative's mind, people who like creating content. Cause for us, it's a hobby, you know, that we want to make something full time.
You can be passionate about the content
exactly.
That you create and your ideas. And like, it's not like you really have like IP, I'm sorry, intellectual property that you really like, you know, go in and like own, but like, yeah, people can steal your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's something that I want to share with people and I'm encouraging people to do on their own. Like, hey, you should do this, you should do that. But if it's something that I thought of on my own uniquely and I'm doing and then I say it prematurely before I execute it.
Exactly.
Or if I start it and then next, you know, 2 days later, someone else is starting the same exact, the same exact thing that I'm doing. I'm like, bro, what the hell? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's like strange. So I'm just trying to focus more on myself and not be distracted by other people and doing other things where if they do copy me, you still have to be you and you have to produce your own unique content.
Yeah. And the thing is that once again, when you are a creative person and you're passionate about the stuff you create, you have to be mindful on how you distribute it because it does mean more to me than just putting content out. Like, I genuinely care about the content I'm producing. I don't want to just put anything out or also get anything stolen when I'm not even completely done with it, but I've blabbed my mouth. If it does get
stolen, you can't let that put you down.
No, no.
That's one thing, too. When people do copy,
but I'm human and that shit can bother me sometimes.
You gotta keep marching on. You know? It can't bother you, but you gotta keep marching. You know, it's not like a race, it's a marathon, kind of like what Nipsey says.
Exactly. So, what are some things that we wanna leave in 2022?
Let me start this.
Okay.
I wanna leave me not being accountable for all my actions, and I wanna leave arguing and being toxic in my relationship in the past.
Yeah.
I want to leave everything that happened in my past in my past. I want to move forward and enjoy life for what it is. I want to wake up every day and be proud and just be joyful that I'm spending another day above ground. Mm-hmm. Another day is a new opportunity and nothing is out of reach.
So you want to like leave excuses and stuff and like,
leave excuses in 2022.
Yeah. Because I also feel like, you can get into this cycle of your own bullshit sometimes. And you're like, oh, well, I feel this way because it's like, no, sometimes you need to just breathe and realize, do I want to literally be living in the same frame of mind or be having an attitude with this person about the same thing over and over and over? Yeah. It's like, no, like, let's just freaking like being happy is a choice. That's one thing I've realized in life. Like, you can wake up angry and you can have an argument go on for days. That is a choice. That is a choice.
I used to be petty too. I ain't gonna lie. I was petty.
We were both petty to each other. And that's why when you're in a relationship and one person's like, oh, this person's toxic, but I'm not, it's like, that's toxic alone. You saying that is toxic alone, it takes two people to argue, which means it takes two people to get along.
And let's be real. When you're arguing and fighting, it distracts you from your purpose.
Yes.
You can fuck up money. You can fuck up opportunities. You can miss out on just like.
And you memories. Guys are supposed to be building an empire. We're like, we're about to be 30. Like that. These are the times that are going to matter into your future versus like, you're never going to be this young again. Yeah. And you're spending this time arguing instead of like collabing with these young ideas that you still have on making yourself rich or more successful and like, all this other stuff. It's stupid. We
did stuff in the past that hurt us. Be like, oh, I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
You're annoying. Oh, we just argue. Oh, I'm not doing nothing with you. We used to do stuff like that.
But now it's like you don't even need to have those arguments so you don't make a person feel any type of way.
And another thing we need to enforce more in our relationship. Business is business. Like, put all that bullshit and like arguing stuff aside. Even if you're arguing, take care of business first and do it.
Yeah, but handle the problem. You can't just ignore the problem.
You handle the problem, but when you have to go to work, you go to work. You put that bullshit aside.
You're still like dismissing the issue.
The issue.
Once the issue is solved, then you can work. That's what people do in business. You don't just literally work and keep the issue the same.
You can be at odds with a coworker, but you still got to go to work and do your job.
Yeah, but
even if you work beside them.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but yes, after work you can sit there and talk and work things out. I'm not saying dismiss the argument or the issue. But you can come to that after you take care of business because business is how you survive and pay your bills.
Anyways.
You argue or you be broke and homeless. You know?
What are you saying? Why are you saying being so intense about it?
I'm not being
All I'm saying is just handle the issue and don't argue in the first place so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but if it's arguing, because
I'm not going to be treated like shit outside of doing business with someone and then them expect me to put a happy face on and do business with them. No, not happening. I don't care. You can judge me for that. That's just the type of person I am. Don't care.
Okay.
So another thing that I want to leave in 2022 is self-doubt. We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. Like we said, messy relationships in 2022 with anybody outside of even our relationship, just anybody. Anybody who I feel like is even a little ounce of bullshit, cutting you off. Boom, you're done. I don't have time. We are literally at our quarter lifespan, over a little bit over a quarter lifespan. We're going to be 50, wake up and be 50 one day.
I just want to have more fun.
Exactly. So I want to utilize all these times that I have, you know, without kids and without the complications of life, and just learn to just embrace it and coast it, but also build my empire so that when I'm older, I can look back and not have any regrets and say, oh, I should have did this, I should have did that. I don't want to be that person.
Just more fun, more experiences.
Yeah.
And just that's how it should be. If it's not fun, if it's stopping you from having fun, if it's messing up your mood, and if it's like coming in between things, you know, obviously you should just probably cut that loose end and move forward. You know, not saying completely if it's like a loved one or things like that, but like,
no, you know, sometimes you do have to cut loved ones, and sometimes it's temporary. It's not always permanent.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're like, hey, you're kind of fucking up my mindset right now. Mm-hmm. I got to cut you loose because you're too toxic. And people can grow. People grow. I have faith that anybody can change. It's just literally up to you.
The new thing is, look at the bright side. That's my new thing. The bright side is that, yeah, I may have an attitude, but if I can change it, and I can still have fun.
And I could shake it off.
Yeah.
Versus like living in this like anger and this toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely said that we wanted to travel.
Yes, I have some things set up for us travel wise. Some pretty cool things. I put Shari on some game, on some new stuff. I'm not going to go into details. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I would love to share with you all, but maybe someday later on a Patreon, I can open you guys up to some game and share some traveling tips and how to get more traveling things going. Not going to talk too much about
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We'll just wait until as things are already up and in motion and we have dates and all that other good stuff. But my bad, I burped.
Time out, everybody. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right.
I know. I'm stumbling.
We'll be right back in a second, peace.
Okay. So we did mention that we want to get more into traveling. In honor of that, we did find some funny or interesting travel stories. So do you want to go first, or you want me to go first? I'll go first.
You to go first.
Okay. So this is a story that I found. So it says, we stayed at the wrong hotel for a week-long trip. When we checked in, they found our reservation and even scanned my mom's IDs. We spent a week in this luxurious hotel, and when we went to check out, the bill was much higher than expected. So they ended up like staying in a like overly expensive hotel, right? So it turns out the real hotel we had reserved had a very similar name, and someone with a similar last name had a reservation at the place we stayed. So they assumed we were family. My mom argued about the mistake so we wouldn't have to pay their rate, but it was too late. We had to pay like thousands of dollars.
Whoa.
I feel like that would have been a trip that would be so annoying at the time and maybe funny later, but it might not be funny later.
Well, everything was fun until the trip concluded. Everyone got that bill and was like,
bruh.
Literally, like, man.
What thousands would you of do? Dollars
for would checkout?
Because they went to a hotel that they thought was the right hotel. They had the same last name as the people, so they were able to get checked in. So they thought they were just like at this like luxurious hotel. Yeah.
They got that bill at the end was like,
oh my God.
But my question is like, I wonder if the people who were initially at that hotel were not able to check in.
They probably was trying to check in. It's like, I'm sorry. No,
that sounds like a headache.
I believe you checked in 2 days ago. No, that sounds like a problem though. It's kind of like a Carnival cruise. You go in and you get on a cruise, you do this, you do that, and you leave. And it's time to check out. You got to get to this kiosk, and then they have you check out.
Oh, my God. You end up spending hundreds of more dollars.
They hit you with that gratitude.
Yeah.
You end up paying for a whole nother cruise just to check out.
Which I don't get, because you already do gratitude when you, like, eat out. Or when you get drinks there and stuff, you naturally tip the bartender. Listen, and then you tip everyone again. It's, like, shocking.
They know exactly what they'd be doing when you go on those cruises. Please be aware.
I think for us, we ended up spending like an extra $600 to $800.
Yes. I won bingo too on that trip. I ain't gonna
lie. Oh, yeah.
I was like, bingo. I had to share the prize with somebody else bingo too, but that's.
I've literally never won bingo.
Listen.
So that's a flex.
Your boy's out there playing.
Wait, what time does the hot tub close?
10. It's past that.
Oh.
Missed it.
Okay, go to your story.
All right, so I'm gonna go to my story. My story is smuggling in the Galapagos.
Galapagos.
So this is how the story starts, everyone. We were on our honeymoon in the Galapagos, and we spent a relaxing week sailing around the island, snorkeling with sea lions and meeting marine iguanas.
Read it regular. It's hard to hear you.
It was in the... You don't have a microphone over... I'm sorry. You don't have headphones, so you can't say you can't hear me. Anyways, it was a... Culmination of a month traveling around Peru and Ecuador. And we were sad to be returning home. Boom. However, as we arrived at the tiny rustic airport and we put our backpacks through the scanner, all hell broke loose. Several armed guards suddenly appeared and marched towards hubby without a word of explanation. I ran pathetically behind, assuming there had been some sort of mix-up. But as they took him behind a makeshift screen, I could not see his bag lying formally on the ground, surrounded by suspicious officials. My heart sank. Oh, I lost it. My heart sank. We unwittingly been used a drug mule or something.
Wait, what? So they lost their bags?
So pretty much they're going to check out from their beautiful vacation. They've been there for like a month. Mm-hmm. And then they got this small rustic airport when they're checking out. They went to scan their bags. And when they scanned their bags, pretty much security came out of nowhere and just bum rushed them and took her husband and ran off with him. And they ran behind the screening thing until she ran.
Like they arrested him?
Yeah, pretty much took him into custody.
Whoa. Right?
She said, my heart sank and we unwittingly been used as a drug mule or something. So they're assuming that maybe someone stuffed drugs in their bag and they used them as a mule. So the guards began barking at hubby in Spanish. We didn't understand what they were asking. Trying to eavesdrop from outside, I offered to translate, but they ignored my plea. Eventually, it transpired they found a small bag of white powder. Not only might we miss our flight, but we might be going to jail. Finally, they allowed hubby to unpack his bag, and the culprit was revealed.
Who?
An innocent pack of salt that we purchased at some mines in Peru.
Oh, my gosh.
Not drugs, and definitely not Galapagos sand, which was what they thought we'd been trying to smuggle. So you can't smuggle sand, apparently, from the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah,
Ironically, all the efforts are getting it home. The salt still sits in our kitchen cupboard 13 years later, yet another souvenir that seems a good idea at the time. So pretty much they were going home and they purchased some salt on their vacation, and the guards and the people, TSA, whatever you want to call their people, their TSA, they thought it was like coke or like some sand that they were trying to smuggle. And so they took hubby off and damn near arrested him.
Yeah, that's wild.
Charlotte didn't, but like, oh, Javen!
I would have been probably crying, to be honest. And just
wait,
like,
what do we do? She'd probably been like doing
I'm like it now.
Rosy cheeks and stuff. Would you chase after me too?
Yeah, I'm going to be scared that they're going to try to arrest you.
In a different country too?
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, we didn't do anything.
Smuggling salt.
I'm going to be like, I have to figure out a lawyer and all this other extra shit. Like,
salt bay and the shit.
Literally, that would be wild. So do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let the people know if you got any suspicious contraband-like substances that you're traveling with or leaving a country just so you don't miss your flight or be taken and have them search you and do all this weird stuff, too. Just let be up for like, hey, I have some salt. It looks like coke. It's not coke, whatever you want to call it, sand. Boom.
Yeah. So we definitely touched on a lot of different subjects today. Like I said, we are focused on our 2023 vision and we are going to make it happen. We should make a vision board together.
Yeah, we have like this glass wall thing.
Yeah, we should make a vision board. No, yeah. I don't want to write on it.
Don't write on it then.
I want to make a vision board on like...
Go ahead and do one. Yeah.
You with me.
I would collaborate with you.
Okay, anyways... But yes, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the Shari and Javen podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean?
Podbean.
Or Podchaser.
What's Podchaser? Is something else? Listen, we should know these things.
Okay, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next video.
Peace.
Bye.